Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Thanks for being here on this Falcons Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift, and we are live from Publix in Flowery Branch on Spout Springs Road. I'm going to ask you about this in a second, Mike.
Okay.
I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. These are his old stomping grounds, so I know there's history here.
Dude.
This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out for the day. Baylor Athletic Director and College Football Playoff Chairman Mac Rhodes is stepping away from both roles for personal reasons. The Major League Soccer Board of Governors voted to align with the international soccer calendar by shifting the regular season to a summer to spring campaign beginning in 2027. Patriots took care of business and beat the Jets at home last night, 27-14 on Thursday Night Football. The Hawks beat the Utah Jazz last night, 132-122. It's their fourth straight win. The Hawks will be back in action Sunday against the Suns. Pregame is set for 7:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 8. Before we talk about the Falcons, I need to know your history with this Publix, because you said you have a lot of memories here.
Memories is one thing. Do you guys ever have those moments in your past that you just cringe when you think about?
Of course.
Where you just like, they had like those like 15, 20 years ago when you're like, God, why did I do that?
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
Have a moment in this exact Publix to the point where I walked in the door this morning, I started sweating because I was thinking, and now was it a big deal? No, but here's what happened.
All right.
As you guys know, the facility for the Falcons is like a mile down the road.
Yes.
I used to live kind of a mile the other direction. All right, so here's what happened. I come in here after practice one day, got all my gear on, I grab some lunch, and I go to checkout. And the cashier is standing in front of me. There's a bagger, and the bagger girl goes, "Hey, do you play for the Falcons?" And I was like, "Yeah, yep, sure do." She was like, "That is so cool, man. We're such big Falcons fans in here. Like, thanks for coming in, blah, blah, blah." And the cashier goes, "Hey, can I get your signature?"
And oh, no.
I looked at her and I was like, yeah, no problem. Sure. If that's what you want to do. Like, you know, no big deal. Not a problem at all.
Yeah.
And we had this like 3-second stare down and she was looking at me like, "Can I get your signature?" And I was like, "Yeah, I mean, like, give me a, you know, I don't have a Sharpie or anything on me. And you guys know me, I'm not that guy." And
you
she pointed down to the touchscreen and was like, "Right there." And I was like, Oh, you want me to sign for the card? Okay, here's my signature for the groceries. Thank you very much. I'll see you guys later. And, dude, I have never forgot that moment. As long as I live, I've never forgot that moment.
I wonder if she still works here.
Every time I come in here, I'm like, dude, I cannot believe, because you guys know me. I'm not that guy.
Well, you might have been.
I was that day.
You might have been.
I
for
was
like
that
5 seconds,
day.
You were like,
absolutely. The bad girl was like, "This is so cool." And I'm like, "It's really not. It's really not. But if you want to be cool for a second, that's fine. If you think that's cool, then that's on you."
I have no idea. Mike was one, like, literally 3 seconds saying, "Well, look, you got to pull a Sharpie out. I just don't carry a Sharpie around to give everybody my signature." Okay?
I was more like 3 seconds from going, "Do you want a picture too?" I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
wow. might get Mike, bro, a shark piece,
I mean,
so he can carry
it
around
up,
with him.
This has been probably 15 years ago, and it still to this day lives rent-free in my head to where I'm like, you are a freaking idiot.
She's phenomenal. Just out there existing, knowing that story, yeah. Telling people that yeah. story.
And in my brain, she said, can I get your autograph? But in reality, she definitely said, can I get your signature?
Well, in fairness to you, even though I don't want to do this, they normally say, I'm going to need you to sign there.
Can you sign there? Yeah, yeah. She definitely said, can I get your signature?
Or they say, it's going to prompt you to sign it. But, you know, big-headed Mike, you know, he's yeah, like, oh, she wants me. My signature.
Yeah.
I mean, you think I have a –
just calm down a little bit,
you think I just carry
okay?
a Sharpie around for just all my adoring fans as just so I can sign for them?
Come on. Just calm down a little bit. Okay?
Oh, I love it. You're like, does I'm anyone else notice me?
I'm sweating right now telling this story. I mean – That's how brutal it was.
Yeah, well – calm down there, A-Rod.
Well, we are gearing up for the Falcons to take on the Panthers Sunday at 1 pregame with Mike and Bo. We'll kick off at 11 a.m. on 92.9 The Game. So I do want to talk about our offense and Carolina's defense. We've been teasing that forever, but for a moment, I want to flip to the other side because there is a quote from Jeff Ulbrich that I want to play saying that they had the best practice in meetings of the year.
Yeah, there's no doubt. The DNA of this team and for me, the defense, just because that's, you know, what I spend all my time with, it's interesting and we're very fortunate. It's a group that is 100% thumb pointing in every way, coaches and players alike. What can we do to get over this hump? And we all have to look in the mirror and we all have to elevate and continue to our process is what drives us, and we have to make our process even better than it's ever been. World-class meetings, world-class walkthroughs, world-class practice, and I'm fortunate because this group is 100% all in on that. Today was, so far, the best meetings, the best walkthroughs, and the best practice that we've had since I've been here, so excited about what that would say about this group.
I'm stealing that. Thumb pointing. I've been around so much coach speak my entire life. I've never heard anybody say thumb pointing, and yeah, exactly right. I don't know that it is. I don't know that it fits that category, but I'm stealing that, man. That's and why is it? And it's because of the performance of his unit on the whole. Because I believe him. You know what I mean? How many times do we sit here and play Raheem, and it's almost like met with skepticism from sometimes us, but a lot of people out there listening is like, I'm tired of the coach speak. I'm tired of this. I just want an honest answer. I want transparency. I want him to tell me how things are going to get better. And I hear Jeff Ulbrich, and he's like, hey, best meetings of the year. And I'm like, I don't know. I believe that. But, like, I 100% believe that those are the best meetings of the year.
Let's play this game a little bit. What did he – other than the delivery,
right?
What did he really give you?
He didn't.
Nope. He didn't do anything.
Didn't do anything different.
And no one's going to – I've gotten to be around Jeff Ulbrich for a long time, and you get to see the kind of human being he is. Great dude, and he's obviously a very good coach. He didn't say anything that – he didn't give you anything more – or less than Raheem does. All he did was it's a different delivery. He said it a different way. He used a different phrase, thumb pointing. That's just something that we haven't heard. Raheem doesn't use that term. He did. That's the difference. It's just different. But basically all he told you was is that we had really good meetings and we're going to go fix the things that didn't work because we have identified it and everybody's taking it on them to know where you know, everyone's taking on their role in what happened. That's all he said, which is nothing that Raheem hasn't said. He just said it a different way.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. And that's why I said I don't know why, but I just believe him. Whereas there's skepticism with Raheem. Jeff Ulbrich, you sit there and listen and go, I believe that this is the best meetings.
You just hear him talk less. That's
it. It's what it is. It's you know, we have the conversation all the time about saturation and oversaturation about people in sports media and all the other stuff, and that's exactly what it is. But it's also the way his units performed. I've looked back at Bryce Young's numbers. He's only been over 200 yards, I think, one time this entire season. And we obviously held him in check the first time we played them. He did not play very well last week in their loss to the Saints. So I think there is so much upside if we can rush the passer this week the way we did the last couple of weeks that we can create those turnovers and hopefully on offense turn them into points.
I'm laughing because you said that stat and I looked down at my chart and I was like, what is his numbers this year? And we kind of have this little bit of a outside looking in that because they're 5-5 that Bryce Young's turned the corner.
Oh yeah, no.
And his numbers, you know, put 61% completion, okay, 1,500 yards, 11 touchdowns, 7 picks. You don't know if I read you Penix's or Bryce Young's, but I read you Bryce Young's because Penix's is 58%, 1,800 yards, 9 touchdowns, 3 picks. So in his third year, is Bryce Young that far ahead of where Michael Penix is after, what, 11 games, 12 games, 13 games as a starter?
Does that make you, knowing that, does that make you feel better or worse about the matchup this weekend? Or, you know what, let me change that. Does that make you feel better or worse about the future of either one of these franchises?
It makes me feel slightly better about the future of ours because our guy, how many starts has Bryce Young made? I mean, I have to look it up, but I'm pretty sure
it's been plenty.
It's at least 30. Right?
Yeah, for sure. I think I would say way over that.
And Penix got half of that. And it's not like, dude, don't tell me that. I don't want to hear that Bryce Young doesn't have weapons because Teteroa McMillan is a guy that might win. He was at early on and could still be Offensive Rookie of the Year talks. You've got a two-headed monster in Chuba Hubbard and Rico Dowell. You know, You've got all these guys around him, and after 39 starts, thank you, Dylan. He's not showing any, and he's supposedly got this. I don't know what show it was. One of our shows on our own station. How about? Well, look, they went out and hired Dave Canales, and he's an offensive genius, but he hasn't done that much with Bryce Young.
Yeah.
No, is he that much of an offensive genius?
And that's why I point to it because I don't necessarily want to look at Michael Penix and go, well, he's been better than Bryce Young because I don't –
And I'm not
God,
saying that.
I know. But at the same time, I do look at Dave Canales and I think he's a better offensive mind than Zach Robinson. And so you kind of start to compare it from that angle as well, and also the fact that he's an offensive head coach. And that's been a defense that has been very good at times. And he has still not been able to get it done, even though they have thrown the whole bank at certain players offensively. They just can't seem to piece it together and have Bryce Young actually come out of that shell. And look, you know, as long as we've been doing the show, that I have never been on the Bryce Young hype train. I didn't understand everything that followed him through the draft process and even being a Bama guy. I was like, I don't see it. And I still don't to this day. I'm just hoping I don't feel like that a year plus from now about Michael Penix.
Well, listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We're going to continue this conversation regarding Sunday's matchup between the Falcons and the Panthers. You can tweet us at 929MorningShift if you have concerns that you want to air out. Get out those feelings now. And today you can join Andy and Randy for a special broadcast of the Midday Show. They are live from Twin Peaks in Buckhead. They'll be enjoying all the food, drinks, and scenic views while also gearing up for a weekend full of football and basketball. It's Andy and Randy today from 11 to 2 at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. Coming up, we're going to talk about Thursday night football, what went down. It is next with the Morning Shift live from Publix and Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.